You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and you're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. I want to give a shout out to Mr. David Wolf and his podcast team. Without their expertise, these podcasts would not be possible. And full disclosure, a special thanks to our sponsors, Patterson Dental, Henry Schein, and Vocal Supply Company. Without their expertise, not only would my office not run as well as it does, but these podcasts would be difficult to produce. A couple of weeks ago, we had a guest speaker, Mr. Joel Daring, who's got 4 decades of coaching, education, and leadership training. And I'd like to get him back, and he's here tonight to speak to our listeners. Mr. Daring, tell us a little bit about your background, a little bit about your training, and how you got into the leadership field.
Yeah, I'm best known for coaching volleyball at the college level for 40 seasons and 30 years, mostly at Springfield College. But early in my career, I was a college athletic director, so I had a lot of leadership training in athletic administration while I was coaching. And then at the end of my career at Springfield College, I directed our graduate program for athletic administration. So for 10 years, I was preparing grad students to go out in the field. And that's really where I started to hone a lot of ideas about leadership training. And a few years before retirement, Kevin, I knew I needed something. So in 2018, I closed down my 37 years of my volleyball camp. That was a lot of years. That was a small business and it was awesome, but I was ready to move on from that. And I launched Daring Leadership, and I've been doing seminars and workshops and motivational speeches and all sorts of forms of leadership training ever since.
Am I correct? You're also in the Volleyball Hall of Fame?
I am in the American Volleyball Coaches Hall of Fame, and I was honored by the International Volleyball Hall of Fame with their Mintonette Medallion Award some years ago. So I have been recognized, and it's very humbling, because when you're in the business of leadership or coaching, you remember all your mistakes. So those were some bright moments for sure.
Well, congratulations on that. On our last podcast, Joel, you talked about just a brief overview about really most of our listeners are in the medical or dental profession. Generally, we tend to be small business owners, men and women, and we're trying to wear a variety of hats, like many small business people. And you mentioned about one of the traits were having the end in mind, always considering what's the goal, what's the mission. And you also talked a little bit about the gap leadership. And before we go into some of the other areas of your training and expertise to help our listeners and myself included, why don't you just do a quick review of what you meant by having the end in mind and gap leadership?
Yeah, I think, you know, begin with the end in mind. That's one of the Steve Covey principles. And it was years ago that I first uncovered that. But I just think that is very applicable to all your listeners. You can apply that concept to so many things. So we did talk about that and the last time we chatted, and I would encourage people to really use that. It's a great way to have some vision for people around you and to have vision for your company. And the gap leadership is about recognizing the opportunities that we have as leaders to step into a void, step into a gap in a situation or in someone's life or within our organization to maybe lead necessary change and see that all the way through to completion. And so that when I talk about the gap leadership, that's how I look at it, is kind of stepping into gaps, which means you've got to be able to see them. And you've got to be looking for those. So those are two. And one I didn't mention last time, and I think this is just a quality that leaders, and you certainly have had to do this, Kevin, is the idea of framing and reframing situations. The ability to be an independent thinker. You're working in a group and maybe you're on a management team, and you're going to have differences of ideas, but I think being able to come into discussions and contribute independently with maybe a new way of looking at something, and I call that just reframing. I guess I'm a pretty independent thinker, and I always liked when I was in a group setting, in a group dynamic, and we were trying to solve problems, whether it's in a department or a coaching staff or whatever. You know, I like to be able to offer some new ways of looking at a problem. And so I just call that reframing. I think sometimes we need to reframe situations we're in, because I think it's so easy to kind of take a negative or reactive approach instead of just have kind of an open mind about possible solutions that might be right in front of us.
You talked also in the last podcast to the importance of integrity, leading by example. And I believe your company, Deering Leadership, you can provide mentoring and other programs. Would you like to speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, and I would like to encourage the listeners to think about what they could do for mentoring. My business is set up with three different kind of categories. I've got about 9 services. Because of the strong athletic background, We have, you know, we kind of advertise it as specialized athletic programs, whether it's camps and clinics, I'd still do a little of that. Coaching education, that's a great passion of mine. And probably many listening in, because a lot of you are volunteer coaches with youth sports. And I just love helping coaches in any situation become a more effective coach. And that's also that part of my business is where I have some formal coach mentoring that's going on. I take on one coach a year, one coach a season, and I work with them in a very formal setup. I've actually got a young man from California who has reached out to me a few weeks ago, and we're already starting to plan. We'll start in August and we'll go through November. And it's one-on-one coach mentoring with weekly interactions. And I have not opened myself up beyond that, but certainly leaders in any capacity, you know, I certainly would entertain the idea of for a period of time entering a mentoring situation. It's a great way for someone in leadership to have a safe space to come into and really have a period of time of deeper reflection than they might have on their own. So that's kind of where the mentoring comes in. And then the other two parts of the business are leadership training, where I do keynotes and presentations, been involved with retreats. Then the last part is really the business and leadership development. And that's where I do a lot of workshops and seminars, like the one I did, the team building one I did with your company some time ago. So those are some of the pieces of how my business is organized.
My own personal belief is that communication is a huge part of success, and the way you communicate is huge. And sometimes you have to learn to communicate almost different ways with different people because of a background situation or the way people perceive different situations. But after owning small business for 40 years and still owning a small business, when Mr. Deering came to my group, which was roughly 50 to 60 team members, it was probably one of the best experiences that I personally had as a small business owner. And the feedback that I had after Mr. Deering spoke to our group was outstanding. And I know typically, most of the dentists that I know will have a short meeting now and then. They'll get together with a group once or twice a year. They might go and have pizza or dinner somewhere. But bringing an outside speaker in and talking about team building was really a terrific, eye-opening experience for me. And I would think that after 40 years, I, at least in my mind, think I know it all, which I can tell everyone that that's not the truth, but in my mind, I thought I did. Is there some suggestions about team building in your experience, Joel, that you found that has been exceptionally beneficial?
Yeah. And Kevin, when I think back, and this might give some insight to those listening, if you remember, I only have two requirements when I partner with someone. And the first one is that the organizer, in that case, it was you, and a few of your key staff members do advanced planning with me. And so your group really, we in the weeks in advance of that program, you had shared with me really the things that you were hoping to get at with your team. What were some of your objectives and your goals? And then I brought my tools from my toolbox and my workshop kind of engagement, and we were trying to hit those. So that's one of the reasons why that one in particular, I remember how much I enjoyed it, but I think it helped a lot that the organizers really spent time with me in advance so that I could come in and try to be effective. The second thing I always require is some kind of feedback from the participants, because that's how I grow and develop. But I think hitting on the topic of communication, Kevin, I put it together this way. I have the three C's. A lot of times when I'm doing some kind of programming, we start with communication, we move to conversations, and we talk about the difference between communication and conversations. And then I throw in conflict, right? Because in human relations, all three of those things are important and are going to occur. So that, to give folks an idea, that might be a segment of a program that I do, depending on what the organization is or what the business is. But I think communication, conversations, and conflict actually go together really well.
Joel, if our listeners wanted to reach out to speak to you directly or to maybe coordinate a meeting, either as a mentorship, team building, or one of your 9 programs, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Yeah, my new website is up and it's DeeringLeadership.com. So that, and my contact info is there. And the last name is spelled D as in David and then E-A-R-I-N-G, DeeringLeadership.com. And pretty easy to find me. I'm in this part of Western Mass, Connecticut area for half the year and down in Southwest Florida for half the year, but always monitoring my website there. And I'm usually a pretty quick responder. So if anyone has an interest, just work through the website and you can track me down.
Joel, thank you so, so much. Remember, Deering Leadership, and just full disclosure, he has done programs for my team, Ascent Dental Care, and just an excellent, excellent endorsement. He was engaging. And as he mentioned in this podcast, we put a little bit of time in. We did a little bit of planning. I knew what I wanted to accomplish, and it was a very valuable session for myself and for my team. And I would strongly endorse him and his company to reach out to him. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, training, and development. I want to give a special shout out to our sponsors, which are Patterson Dental, Vocal Dental Supply Company, and Henry Schein. Thank you again very much for listening. I enjoyed the time with you, and I look forward to speaking to you very soon. And again, Joel Deering, Deering Leadership, thanks again for your effort and your time. I know you're busy. Thanks again, and have a great night.
Thanks, Kevin.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.